Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, happy 4th of July. This is Rini at Rini's Heart to Heart. Thanks for coming by tonight. I thought tonight we would do kind of a celebratory talk show. I thought we'd talk a little bit about Independence Day. I thought I found it kind of funny. I watched a talk show the other day, and so many people don't really understand what this means, what the 4th of July celebrates. And, of course, to those of you out there who do know, it's our birthday. So, July 2nd, we were 237 years old. And makes us fairly young with the rest of the world. Most of our other countries are much older than that. So I thought I would look up some statistics to share with everybody because there was a lot of stuff I didn't know dates of and what have you. One of the things I found interesting was the fact that when we celebrated the Declaration of Independence, there was a much smaller amount of people in the United States, a lot smaller, and like 2 million and something. Now there's 316.2 million in the USA today, and the Congress back in those days, in 1870, actually declared the 4th of July the federal holiday, which was quite a ways from what would have been 94 years after the Declaration of Independence. I also thought this was kind of cool to know, the colors of the flag. Red stands for hardiness and valor. White symbolizes purity and innocence. And blue represents vigilance, perseverance, and justice. I think that sums us up pretty well. I guess I was taught that when I was very young, but like many things that are filtering their way out of my head these days through some form of osmosis, I didn't remember any of that. And I thought it was cool to learn about some of the various statistics, and I thought also that it was kind of neat to know that a lot of thought went into this. A lot of information goes into this through the years, and of course, 237 years, there's been a lot of time for us to perfect this particular holiday. And I find it a holiday that I'm very proud of. I am, first of all, very, very proud to be a citizen in the United States of America. I'm very proud of what it stands for. I do know that we have problems, but like my immediate family, the United States of America is my family as well. And I think we work through a lot of trials and tribulations. And I think that with every trial and with every tribulation, we learn a little bit more about ourselves. And I think that's what's really important. I think that in the past, in my lifetime, things have changed. So many things have changed. Of course, most recently is gay marriages. Prior to that, it seemed like every time I turned around, there was something that we were talking about that was just unforgivable 50 years ago. And, interracial couples and all those kind of things. I mean, we still got small-minded people. You have to have a little bit of empathy for them because the smaller their mind, the smaller their world. And if they can't embrace everything that goes on in this world, their own personal lives can be very fulfilling. I feel bad for people who don't understand that it's supposed to be different strokes for different folks. And I also believe that in a world as big as ours, with over 300 million people, just here in the United States of America, you have to expect to have variables, and you have to expect to have gray lines, not just black lines and white lines. So being able to understand that and rejoice in our differences is what it's all about. But one of the other things I wanted to touch on was the fact that to secure our independence and our freedom, there have been many men and women through the years that have joined the armed forces. And, of course, through many of those years, those 237 years, there were no fights for them to fight for us. But that doesn't mean that they weren't trained and available and ready and didn't dedicate their lives to that kind of a altercation if one occurred. But what I did find, and I'd forgotten all this stuff too. Let's don't tell anybody how old I'm getting, because evidently I'm getting old. World War I only lasted 1 year. And I always thought it was about the same amount of time that World War II lasted, and that's not true. But I found it amusing to see the differences in, I shouldn't use the word amusing, I find it hurtful, actually, how many deaths there were of Americans during the different combats. World War II, almost 300,000 of our soldiers were killed. This count does not include the Japanese or any other opposite sides involved in any of these. The Civil War was next in line. And, of course, that's when we fought ourselves. So it's almost, it's about 80,000 less. It's 213,000 of our young men were killed in the American Civil War. World War I was back down to about 54,000. And Vietnam, believe it or not, which was a very controversial altercations in Vietnam, and that was 47,424 young people. And as we go on, it's all different. The Mexican-American War, not so many. The American Revolutionary War, not so many. The Korean War was almost 34,000 men and women. But when I added all this together, it's pretty large. It's pretty astronomical how many of our people have gone out to fight for us to ensure us living in a free country. And I get a lot of arguments when I say that, because a lot of people look at me and say, how can you say it's a free country when we have all these, you know, you can't do this unless you have this license, you can't do that unless you have this permit, you can't do this. Well, those are called rules, and those are called regulations, and those are called guidelines to be able to keep a very, very large group of people organized and going in the same direction. So consequently, we need them. For you that have never heard of Lord of the Flies, it was one of the first novels I read as a young person that really, really made me think about where we would be without rules, without laws, and without people paying attention to how we're all behaving. So I do believe that we need all the things that we have. And if you don't like the way the rules are going, you certainly have the opportunity to stand up and talk about it and change what you can. But those of us that bury our heads in the sand and just, complain that we don't like things, then you must revel in not liking things, and you must enjoy not liking things. Otherwise, you would try to do something about it, I believe. Some things I realize you feel as though your hands are tied and that you can't have any say. But the truth of the matter is we do have freedom of speech. And you can say and feel any way you'd like to. But a lot of times you have to think about the big picture. And that means understanding what your thoughts and what your ideas, what kind of repercussions they'll have on the whole rest of the world. It's a very large, large picture. And if you understand the domino effect, you have to understand the fact that if you start something, we've talked about this on this show many, many times, the ripple effect, the domino effect, whatever you'd like to call it, will have repercussions. So when you think about making a change or something that you think is going to be better, say it's in your own little domain, you have to think about everybody involved. Now, when you're making laws and rules and regulations for the United States of America, you're talking about a lot of people. You're talking about a very large amount of people. So it's a very, very big, big picture. So there's a lot of things to be considered, and there's a lot of repercussions that you have to be prepared for. However, so far, we've done pretty well, I think. I think that we are relatively civil. We do have problems. And again, a lot of those problems are of our own making. We've evolved into a world of lots and lots of pharmaceuticals to make us feel better, to make us look better, to make us act better. And they're a part of our problem, something that we came up with, something that we designed, something that we honed into something that's supposed to be beneficial, also has a dark side to it. It's the same with protection. Every day you read something in the paper or watch something on television about a rogue law enforcement officer or a teacher. People that are, when I was a little girl, were the people that I was told I could always go to, always turn to, no matter what was going on. If I was scared, if something was wrong, I was supposed to be able to go to a blue uniform. I was supposed to be able to ask for help from anybody. And, of course, now we see that, well, it happens more and more frequently all the time. Why? Because we've evolved and because there's more people involved, more personalities involved, but also because of the fact that we have many outside influences out there, and some of them have to do with the pharmaceuticals, some of them have to do with, even in some cases, forms of mental illness and what have you. We talked about that briefly last night, and I got some feedback on that earlier today, and we will be doing a show on mental illness and the help that is available out there for those of you who believe that either you are suffering from something like that or someone you love very much is suffering and needs help and you don't know where to turn. In many cases, it means that you need some kind of pharmaceutical help. The trick to that, if there is a trick, is staying involved in the recovery part of that so that you balance out the pharmaceuticals so you get the right kind of help and it's not abused or isn't making you worse and then better. And in order to do that and do that right, you have to stay in close contact with the people or the doctor or whoever it is that's helping you manage your pain. And of course, pain comes in all different shapes and sizes. You could be talking about physical pain. You could be talking about mental pain. In some cases, we're talking about depression. So all of this snowballs in, again, to how we run our world and all the different repercussions that every decision we make, how it trickles down and how it stops off in every little pothole and makes a puddle that might be for good or might be not for good. So on that note, I want to say that I don't intend to do a full show tonight because I suspect that most of you are getting ready to watch fireworks and maybe already immersed in a wonderful family and friend barbecue. My family, as most of you know, is very large. We really didn't do anything today. Some of the kids went here and some of the kids went there, and just some of us old fogies are left at home. And we have a dog, and I want to mention this, who is extremely afraid of loud noises, like firecrackers and like thunder. And he feels something in the air. A few people have set off a few crackers here in the afternoon. And, of course, we've still had some thunder here and there again today, as we have had all week. And this little dog is in my office here with me, very close to my side, because he really gets scared. If you have a pet that is afraid of the loud noises that come from the fireworks, please make sure to keep him safe, him or her safe. And somebody mentioned on Facebook to keep an eye on open doors, because the 4th of July is noted for a time when animals actually run away from home and get lost because they are so frightened. So please take some extra care with your pets tonight to make sure that they feel safe and secure. I also want to mention that all over this neck of the woods here in South Florida, there's all kinds of celebrations. I hope everybody is very, very careful. I hope everybody takes into consideration that you're not the only ones on the road and does what is needed to do to keep yourselves and your families safe. I don't think I'm going to have any callers tonight, and I certainly understand that, but I did want to touch base with everybody and let you know that I'm thinking of all of you. I feel as though every day that we talk and every day we hash over some of the things that are going on in our world, we help calm them down a little bit and put them a little bit more into perspective. And I hope that's working for you. If you're a listener, I hope that whatever's going on in your life at this particular point in time eases up a little bit so that you don't feel so stressed by it and you don't have any more problems that emerge from one problem, which is, of course, what happens to all of us. You get one little thing that goes wrong, and then you have all these, these little pieces that flake off and start another entity that's another problem. Learn how to meditate. Learn how to calm yourselves down. Learn how to put yourselves in a good place. The other night we talked about positivity versus negativity. And I want you to believe me when I say that if you believe, you can achieve. You are the only one that can make yourself into the person that you want to be. But in order to do that, you have to set goals, not wishy-washy, well, geez, if I just had more money. Well, I think probably everybody in the world could say that, even Donald Trump. It's not about that. Or I wish I was thinner, or I wish I was more beautiful, or I wish I could find a significant other. No, real goals. The kind of goals that you strive for, that have a name, that have a meaning. And then everything else will fall into place. But you need to think about that. You need to really think about what that goal needs to be. What kind of a goal would bring you to a place that you felt, to put it one way, large and in charge? That's who you should feel like you are in your own life, large and in charge. And you should be able to do that by increasing your own strength, your own personal goals that are all about what will make your life better, happier, a smoother journey. So I want to say goodnight to all of you now. I'm hearing fireworks starting up, and I'm going to go out and enjoy some of those myself. But I want to tell you all that I'm very happy that that you're enjoying my show. Those of you that I hear from are very supportive, and I appreciate that. And I hope that eventually I'll even get into syndicated talk radio and be able to make some changes in this world just by listening and understanding where people are coming from. So for now, though, I want to say good night and God bless, and wish all of you an amazing, happy, very, very safe 4th of July. And tonight in your prayers, remember all the people that have helped keep it this way. Keep it free and independent and a place that you call home and that I call home. So for tonight, good night and God bless.